Jamie Oliver. He's improved the quality of food served in schools, he's influenced governments, and now he's trying to change the world. Jamie Oliver is a British chef with a worldwide media conglomerate of TV shows, books, cookware, and magazines, all of which are designed to teach us how to make simple but wholesome food. With his fresh, energetic, and dynamic style, Jamie Oliver is a true star. Jamie didn't do particularly well at school. Born in 1975 in Essex, England, his parents ran a pub called The Cricketers. Some of Jamie's first experiences of cooking were in the pub's kitchen. When Jamie was 16, he left school without taking his exams and enrolled at Westminster Catering College. After graduating, he got a job with the Italian chef Antonio Carluccio, working as a pastry chef before moving to the River Cafe as a sous chef. In 1999, Jamie got his big break. That year, the BBC commissioned Jamie's first TV cookery show, The Naked Chef, which was a reference to the simplicity of the recipes. Soon afterwards, Jamie's first cookbook was published, also called The Naked Chef. In the show, Jamie cooked meals for his friends, serving up delicious but easy-to-follow recipes in his own charming way. Around the same time, he was also invited to cook lunch for the then Prime Minister Tony Blair at 10 Downing Street. In 2000, Jamie married Juliet Norton, who he always referred to as Jules, after a 7-year relationship. The couple now have 4 children, Poppy, Daisy, Petal, and Buddy. Inspired by his own experiences, Jamie founded the 15 Foundation in 2002. This is a project for teenagers from disadvantaged backgrounds who are given an opportunity to train as chefs. Every year, 15 young people are chosen to take part in the project. Highlights from the first 2 years were shown on Channel 4 in the documentaries Jamie's Kitchen and Return to Jamie's Kitchen. A spin-off series was also made in 2006 called Jamie's Kitchen Australia. Jamie has also campaigned passionately for healthier food both in the UK and the USA. In 2005, Channel 4 showed another documentary, Jamie's School Dinners, in which Jamie tried to improve the quality of food in school canteens. As part of this project, he took over the kitchen at Kidbrook School in Greenwich for a year. He also took his campaign to the government, who eventually agreed to pay 330 million euros over the next 3 years to help make school dinners healthier. Unfortunately, Jamie's efforts were thwarted by a group of renegade mothers who described the new healthy dishes as disgusting rubbish. Some even delivered fast food through the school fence to their children, claiming that food is better and cheaper at the local takeaways. However, despite this, the campaign has been relatively successful. Jamie's most recent project has taken him to the States, where ABC commissioned Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. This series followed Jamie as he visited Huntington in West Virginia, one of the unhealthiest cities in the country, with very high levels of obesity. Jamie's objective was to change the eating habits of the inhabitants. However, he still found time to run his London-based restaurant and make cooking shows, spending a year travelling around Europe and Northern Africa. It looks like the sky's the limit for Jamie.